Hey guys, this is Onizumi, and Harknell is sitting right here to my left. Say hi, Harknell.
Do I say hi, Harkno, like normal, or do I actually be
Why do you
saying
act so
serious?
shy the second that we turn the podcasting thingy on?
I
Why?
don't, because you act
No,
crazy.
you're acting different. Before, you were just sitting around here, like, going crazy, flapping your arms around with your shirt over your head or something, and now you get, like, all clammed up. Relax. Chill, chill,
Are you
chill,
relaxing the
chill,
chicken?
chill,
What the
chill,
hell is
chill. I'm
this?
shaking him. Sorry. Okay, guys. Say hi, Harknell. Just don't say some stupid 1930s joke. Just say hi.
Hi.
Good, fine. I got that out of him. Anyway, I'm Oni. This is Harknell, and this is episode one. We're going to be doing a few different things on our podcast family of podcasts. We're going to be doing different topics, and the topic we're going to be talking about today is my favorite thing in the world: haunted attractions. Yes,
And
haunt
dark rides.
and dark rides. But today we're talking about a haunted attraction. But
Sort of, yeah.
this series of podcasts under the Happy Face Onozumi umbrella will talk about haunted attractions and dark rides because we both love them. Yes.
And you can see all kinds of reviews and fun stuff at onozumiverse.com.
You sound so enthusiastic.
I'm trying to be balanced.
Balanced. As if I need balancing
Oh, yeah,
out.
well, yeah, you need some balancing
Okay.
out.
So, we just recently had the opportunity. It's actually, what is it, June now? Yeah, it's June. It's like mid-June 2012 right now, and we had the opportunity to go to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, which was awesome, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. If you want to hear me talking about or see me talking about Cedar Point, go to onozumiverse.com and check out my reviews on there. They're pretty awesome. But there is a haunted house that is a year-round haunted house in Sandusky, Ohio. There's only about, I think there's one in Arizona that somebody on Twitter told me about. And there is one in New York City called Times Scare that we have yet to try. And then we have Ghostly, was it Ghostly Manor? That's what it was called,
Ghostly
right?
Manor Thrill
Yes,
Center.
Ghostly Manor Thrill Center in Sandusky, Ohio. And are there any other year-round haunts in anywhere?
Well, there's the one in Orlando.
Oh yeah, there's
Kissimmee.
Grimm Manor in Kissimmee in Orlando, which is pretty cool. We'll talk about that one on another podcast. But Ghostly Manor, I have to say, out of all of the ones I've tried so far, which was basically not many that were year-round, Ghostly Manor was awesome. I have to give it a thumbs up on my side, and I think Harknell would agree.
Yes, I definitely would. I thought it was definitely unexpectedly good.
Yeah, I was talking to Scott on Twitter from scarehouse.com, which is a really excellent seasonal haunted house in Pittsburgh, PA that I go to, well, I will be going to every year because I'll be returning for a second time this year because it was awesome. But I talked to Scott and he knows the guy that runs Ghostly Manor and he was telling me that it's run by, a family that really just genuinely loves haunts and does it for the love of it. And you can really tell that by how this haunt is made. It's not thrown together. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of cheap prefab effects in there that have just been, they haven't gone out and bought the prefab room. It looks like they actually bought the items and put them in themselves to be scary. How much was it to go in to Ghostly Manor?
It wasn't that expensive. I believe it was $11 or $12 a person.
Yeah, and I felt that I got my money's worth in there. We were in there, I think, for about 15 minutes, would you say?
Yeah, it was between 10 minutes and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could probably extend it by not like racing around,
Yeah,
you
your
know,
own
or you
pace
could
is
run
really,
through it if you really wanted
yeah,
to,
your
I'm
own pace
sure.
is really going to dictate that. But it is definitely scary.
Well, let's go through the sort of beginning to the end of
Well,
the whole
you went in
deal.
first, so you can
Well, I
tell
don't
them
even
about
let's go
that.
even further back. The weird thing about Ghostly Manor is it's not exactly obvious where it is at first. When you're driving down the road to get to it, you see the sign. It says Ghostly Manor Thrill Center, but at first you're like, where is it? Turns out that when you go into the parking lot, it's way in the back. It's in the back of this giant parking lot area. When you get back there, you know you're pretty much in for something because the entire exterior front is pretty obviously this ornate Front of like a haunted house kind of thing. Castle. Actually, like a castle. Matter of fact,
were there some hangman's nooses in there?
They may operate, but we went kind of during the day, so who knows what they do, you know, at night or maybe during Halloween. But one side of it is the giant dragon busting out of the wall. So that's pretty dramatic.
Is there a way to put somehow? I guess we're going to post a photo of that on Owners Universe.
Let's be connected. So there'll be pictures of what we're talking
about.
The
dragon is pretty cool. It's giant. I would say it's about 20, 30 feet high.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's pretty big. In general, I thought the exterior was really good. There are small signs that it's a little bit going on the older side, as in, like, you know, maybe touch-ups would be good to do. But other than that, it's pretty dramatic.
It didn't look disgusting. It looked like it maybe just needs some touch-ups, some refurb, but it wasn't anything that I really noticed at the time.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to a million haunts, and let's put it this way. If this was the front of the haunt you were going to, it doesn't disappoint. So you know what you're in for when you show up. It's not like some cheap crap front, you know, which is... You know, we've seen at other places, obviously. Okay, so we go inside.
Yeah, it's what you're going to see inside is it's going to look like actually a roller skating rink. And I believe they had some counters there where you could... was there a thing where you could get tickets to get prizes, or am I remembering wrong?
No, they had video games inside. I think they had, like, you know, skee-ball. Like, it's not just a haunted house. They have at least three or four things going on.
Yeah, well, that's why they call it Thrill Center, I guess.
It has the roller skating rink, which we didn't do. It has a mini golf thing, which is kind of strange.
Yeah,
Wizard something, but it's we didn't do it. But it's some kind of blacklight mini golf, but it seems almost like a haunted house mini golf
thing. It looks really cool, and now that I'm looking at it, I kind of regret not doing it. Keep in mind, we had been at Cedar Point. We'd driven from Pittsburgh, PA, because we actually live in New Jersey. So we had driven to Pittsburgh, spent the night in Pittsburgh, and, you know, visited friends. And then we had driven early in the morning, the 2.5 to 3 hour drive to Sandusky, done a whole day in Cedar Point from, what was it, like 10 a.m. to like 5, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Long time. It was hot. And then by that point, we finally were like, we need to hit this haunted house because we hadn't done it last time
and we really wanted to check it out.
So we were exhausted, but if we weren't exhausted, we would have done the mini golf. It definitely looks like it's very high quality.
Yeah, so it was kind of neat. We went in. The front desk people were very professional. They, you know, take credit card, cash, whatever. And then they gave us our tickets.
More importantly, they ask you if you need to use the bathroom first before going in.
Yeah, definitely.
That is key.
Yes. So when we went, we actually kind of went sort of during the day. So there wasn't a lot of people there when we went. So we don't know how much action is going on in the evening. The good thing about that, though, was except for some people who were ahead of us, there were some people there. It was going to be just us, which is a really awesome deal. So we got led back to the area, and we gave them the tickets, and you sort of are standing in front of what looks like a house. You're inside, you know, the place, but it's sort of this own little nook. You go in there, and they have, like, you know, they tell you to watch and listen to an animatronic that's like a skeletal face up into the wall, and he basically runs down the standard set of things you're not supposed to do.
Well, you know, we've been to hundreds of haunts at this point, reviewing them over on Onizumiverse, and we've seen a lot of animatronics to the point where I can point out where somebody's bought the cheap animatronic. Well, I mean, okay, maybe they're expensive as anything.
Cheap as in,
but
like
what I mean
shortcut.
By cheap is that it's a shortcut. Like those silly, like, monitors that you might see in some haunted houses where they have a video that plays of somebody breaking through the door or something. Those are nice, but after the first time that you see them, you're like, oh, this other guy bought the same thing the other guy did. And, you know, when I say we go through hundreds of haunts, I'm not kidding. We literally go through every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday during haunt season, we will be at a haunt. You know, it's actually quite exhausting. But, yeah, so this skeleton guy... He was not like, I don't know, he didn't look like anything I'd seen before. Like, obviously you've seen skeletons, but I haven't seen
that anywhere else. They must have had some kind of custom done thing. Because he talks, his mouth moves, his eyes move around, he's up there.
Yeah, I mean,
he basically
I'm sure they
goes
sell
through
those,
his whole spiel.
it's rare. Like maybe there's like two or three things they put together to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was cool. You know, it was funny. It was making jokes, but you know, the obvious, don't smoke, don't, you know, touch anybody, blah, 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 blah. That whole jazz. So it was kind of cool to start off. And before this whole thing happened, they were like, you know, the door will knock. Don't touch anything. Don't go anywhere. The door will knock. And when you go inside, go into the room, but don't do anything until you're told to do something. So we're standing there waiting and waiting and waiting, like the little animatronic thing finished. And some people came out. So obviously they were resetting. So we're waiting, you know, that there's that whole notion of, you know, excitement. Then the really heavy knocking happens. And then we go in. And
you screamed like a little girl a few times, I think.
It was intense.
I have to admit, I enjoyed it, but I could tell that I don't know how many actors they have in there. I wasn't able to count because it was pretty good and pretty obscured. And they had some really cool effects where people, like, you'd walk by some bookshelves and people would stick their hand out at you and throw a book at you. So that was pretty cool. I'm sitting here miming somebody throwing a book out, like, if you guys can see this. Obviously, yeah. You can't see me. But it looks pretty funny, actually. I'm like, eh. Anyway. But I couldn't judge how many actors there were. But
There
was at least two. And that might sound like a small amount, but it's not. Because a lot of these, I don't know if you guys have been to these haunts that are year-round, but just like Grim House in Orlando, a lot of these haunts they're set up so that the actors can quickly run from room to room to room and trigger different effects on you. So you may not see them. It's not going to necessarily look like the same guy or the same girl, but you're going to get, it's a way to kind of optimize your people in the haunt. And it's pretty cool when done right. And I think these guys did do it right. My only thought is I do believe that Harkonnell going in first got most of the scares. I didn't get as much of the scares, but I was able to see what was happening to Harkonnell, so I knew they were hitting it on the mark. They just weren't always getting me.
Well, one of the things that was different about this house, which I actually liked a lot, was they didn't rely on jump scares from the actors exclusively.
Yeah, the technical term is startle scare.
Yeah, well, the same. You know, like it wasn't like every room was the same guy jumping out at you, which would get very boring. I mean, he definitely did it a number of times throughout the inside of the haunt, but it wasn't like every room was just the same guy in the same makeup jumping out, which would get boring pretty quick. I actually liked the fact that the rooms were very interactive. They had a lot of things going on. You know, you went through almost all the standard things. Like, there was a kitchen, there was, like, you know, the living room, you know, there was a bedroom. There were some outdoorish kind of scenes. There was, like, you know, the mausoleum-ish kind of scenes and all that. A lot of very classic scenes, but quite frankly, the way they did it, you never knew what was going to happen. And, you know, as Onia said, we've been through a million houses, and we're generally pretty good at figuring out, okay, things are going to happen this way.
Yeah, we're pretty jaded.
But there were a lot of different things going on. And quite frankly, I've only had this happen a few times. About two-thirds of the way through, I was starting to get to the, oh boy, this is pretty intense. Like, you know, like you never really, like I got to the point where I had no idea where it was going to come from. And after you get hit so many times in a row, it actually starts you getting pretty nervous.
You know, that's a pretty high compliment considering, let's just put this into perspective. We've literally been through hundreds of houses, Harkonnell and I. We are extremely jaded. We can walk into most haunted houses and predict before it happens where the scare is going to come from, to the point where if people are doing the out-of-the-box scares, they are not going to impress us. That's how it works. Like, we review things fairly. We're not going to slam a low-budget haunt if they have a basic room set up. We're not going to, because we think that the heart behind the haunt is very important as well. But, you know, it takes a bit to impress us to this level. And the fact that Harkonnell is saying this is pretty cool, because he very rarely says that. I think the only time I've had this experience where I've gotten overwhelmed.
Dead exposure,
2008, Halloween Horror Nights, Orlando. I swear to God, you guys, I was tearing up in that haunt. It was so awesome. But anyway, back on topic. They scared you, darling.
Well, they were, yeah. I mean, I think they were, you know, one of the things you might have been a little better is if they had done back scares where, you know,
people behind us.
They did that a few times. Matter of fact, there were quite a number of times when something wasn't targeting me, and I know they were targeting you, But they did do a lot. It was a lot of front scares. I mean, like when you went into the room,
yeah,
suddenly
like
something
said,
would
like
fall.
Like what I said, they were getting the person in the front. I think I was reading, they have a guest book at the end where we actually put my website in because we're going to be putting this up and reviewing them. And I think somebody who had come in before us said, don't be in the middle, be in the front first and maybe the back. Mm. So I guess maybe they had noticed that somebody, you know, I guess the second person in line wasn't quite getting it.
Well, I mean, I think that the look and feel of the house definitely is creepy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm not saying that they didn't get me.
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know.
I'm nitpicking here.
Well, the reality is, as we said, we've been through so many, and we know that every scare doesn't get every person. I mean, matter of fact, quite frankly, a lot of times you go through a house and you miss 90% of it because of the conga line, you know, method that a lot of places
have. Yeah, well, especially at Universal Studios, that's a big problem where they have such high volume, they need to conga line you through. Mm. And then if you're not, I've been through so many houses, you have to go through, this is why we get frequent fear, because you have to go through the house a couple times or you will miss the timing.
Well, in this particular case, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but it does strike me that I believe they're not really trying to do that. You know, the methodology, at least that when we went, wasn't a case where they were just going to open up the door and send 50 people through. So
yeah.
I, you know, there may be cases where they do maybe four, maybe six. I don't know. Because we didn't see other groups going, but I doubt they stick way more than that through. So it is kind of nice to have that personalized touch. And I think it's, you know, it was very intense. You know, it was creepy. You know, by the end, I really was reaching, you know, scare exhaustion. Like, it was just overwhelming. And I don't know. I think that's practically the best compliment I can give. I definitely like it.
Yeah.
I would love to go back again. It's very far away, but we'll try to get into it again at some point in the future. And
what is that, like 9 or 10 hours away from where we live?
Yeah, it's pretty far. So
seems legit. I'll take
the
drive.
You know, I mean, and given, you know, given the fact that, you know, these things are not very common, you know, I think it's definitely worth a trip to.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing I need to say to all the haunt fans out there is if you live anywhere near Ohio, near Cedar Point, it's, in my opinion, your duty to support these little haunts that are year-round, which is very tough. I have to imagine it's very tough to be open year-round. And these guys have the equal parts of clearly being skilled, and also you can tell that they love it. And that's the key. That's the key right there. And I give them my full recommendation as well.
Okay, well, I think we've probably wrapped up pretty good on this. So
Yeah. Check
them out. We'll have all the details on the site. And
yep.
I guess this is Harknell signing off.
Yep, and remember, check out Onizumiverse, Onizumiverse, and just click on Haunted Attraction Reviews, and you're going to see all this stuff that we do. So this is Oni signing off. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye-bye.